Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. And that, of course, is the usual format of this show when things are normal, but things are very much not normal right now. So this show is actually 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. But if and when things get back up and running, I do think that we are certainly going to go back to the 5 days a week format. So coming up on today's show, I do want to just provide another update about the negotiations, if you want to call it that, between the Major League Baseball Players Association and the league itself. I also want to just take a step back and look at how this is going to affect the Giants. I mean, we are very much in uncharted waters here, and this is definitely going to have an impact on the sport as a whole and the Giants specifically, and we mentioned that some back in March. But it's been a couple of months, and I kind of want to look, now that we know we have a little more information, I kind of want to look back and think about what this break from the season is going to do to the Giants. This was an important year for them, so we'll talk about what a lost year would mean, what a shortened year would mean. But, you know, the main piece of news is these ongoing discussions between the league and the Players Association. And there's just these really conflicting messages, because on the one hand, we're seeing just no productive talks between the two sides. We're seeing the, you know, Players Association rejecting the league's proposals out of hand and vice versa. And yet at the same time, we're continuing to hear reports about strong optimism that a season will be played. And this is coming from legitimate reporters, and here even on MLB Trade Rumors, they're citing Reds President of Baseball Operations Dick Williams and Brewers President of Baseball Operations David Stearns, who on Wednesday, just yesterday, expressed optimism that the owners and players will hammer something out. Williams told Jim Day of Fox Sports Ohio that both sides want to play, adding that he believes an agreement is very close, and that's a quote from Dick Williams. And that quote is courtesy of Trent Rosecrans of The Athletic. David Stearns, the Brewers president of baseball operations, said, quote, "I firmly believe we are going to have baseball this season." So I tend to lean more towards believing those statements as opposed to kind of reading between the lines based on what the league and the Players Association are saying in response to the proposals that have been submitted to them by the other side. Because that, you know, that's kind of negotiating through the media, that's kind of posturing and just trying to appear strong, but behind the scenes we don't necessarily know exactly what's going on. So we've just continued to see quotes like these that we're seeing from Dick Williams and David Stearns, that there's strong optimism. I mean, Dick Williams saying that an agreement is very close is encouraging. But at the same time, we're also getting this report that MLB will not even respond or submit a counterproposal to the league's latest, or to the players' latest proposal of a 114-game season with full prorated salaries. So it's just, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but I do anticipate that even though the league is saying they're not going to respond or submit a counterproposal, I do believe that a lot is going on behind the scenes, and we're going to continue to get updates, and major updates probably in the coming days, maybe within a week. By the end of next week, I would be shocked if there haven't been major developments one way or the other. John Heyman tweeted yesterday that the two sides are seeing eye to eye on expanded playoffs and the universal designated hitter. He adds that they're, quote, "close to agreeing on all the important health protocols," end quote, as well. It's just the length of the season and how much the players are paid. The players are maintaining that they want the full prorated salaries based on the number of games played. So an 81-game season would mean 50% of their 2020 salaries. And in a lot of ways, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, these guys earned those contracts for the league to step in and try to just reduce what the players are being paid, even though those were agreed to beforehand. I mean, they're already taking the pay cut by agreeing to the reduced salary based on the number of games played. So you're talking, you know, a high number of games would be 81, and that would be 50% of their salary. That's a huge cut as it is. Then again, they're not working 50% that they were supposed to. So anyway, it's complicated. I hope it can get done, and these quotes are encouraging. So interestingly, I mean, expanded postseason and universal DH, that's something that if we do get baseball in 2020, which now I would say is more likely than not. This is something I was skeptical about in March when this all was first happening here. I thought it would be too much of a health risk, but we have seen that there are ways to keep this virus at bay for the most part with social distancing and taking proper precautions. So now I think it's more likely than not. So with an expanded postseason and a universal DH, that's very much stuff to think about for the San Francisco Giants. And how does that affect them? But first, I want to talk about rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure the pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Again, why spend up to twice as much for the same auto parts, and why risk going out there when you can buy the parts yourself, do it at home, have a company come and do it for you with the parts that you bought yourself to save money? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And speaking of bargains, I now want to talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is a delicious tasting protein bar that really tastes like a candy bar. Built Bars are soft and easy to chew, unlike many other bars that are grainy and difficult to get down. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy because they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Just to give you an example, the peanut butter brownie flavor has 20 grams of protein, just 170 calories, and just 3 grams of sugar. To me, that's the big thing because I try to avoid sugar. And so being able to get 20 grams of protein with just 3 grams of sugar in a delicious tasting protein bar is unheard of. So that's why I'm confident that you'll love Built Bar. And if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON and get $10 off at builtbar.com. As promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about how the negotiations between the league and the players' union, and ultimately what it looks like may end up happening in 2020, is going to affect the Giants. And the first big thing to talk about is the universal DH and expanded postseason. Now, it should be obvious that an expanded postseason helps a team like the Giants, who weren't projected to make the postseason. It would help them possibly get in. And a shortened season, which we're definitely looking at, obviously not going to have a 162-game season, also helps the Giants if they want to have a chance to possibly break into the postseason. And I mean, if we think about it, look at what happened in July of 2019. The Giants had the best record in all of baseball. If they could do that in the first month of the season instead of, you know, the fifth or the fourth, then they'd be sitting pretty and looking like the favorite to be the number one seed at that point. So weird things happen in small sample sizes, and you know, I don't think the Giants would mortgage the future much. They're not going to make a bunch of short-sighted trades in order to try to compete for a playoff berth in a shortened 2020 season. But there's always the chance that even in a year that is still a similar type of transition year, they could still sneak in, and that would be really fun and exciting, I think, for Giants fans. Now, the next factor is the universal designated hitter, and I think the Giants are also well-positioned here relative to how they might have been if they weren't planning for this. I mean, they weren't planning for it. It would have been totally understandable if they weren't well-prepared for having a designated hitter instead of the pitcher in the lineup. But with the likes of Hunter Pence and Pablo Sandoval and Alex Dickerson, and, you know, we were kind of wondering how are all these guys going to fit onto this team, that's how they fit. I mean, you can just rotate those guys through that position, the designated hitter position. If there's a righty on the mound, you can have Dickerson in left and Sandoval at DH. And if there's a lefty on the mound, you could have like Jalen Davis in the lineup and Pence could be the DH. And you could also have another righty outfielder, like you could have Mauricio Dubon in center and Yastrzemski in right and Jalen Davis in left. So it just gives them more options because they do have some players who aren't great defensively, but would be in there for like their bats in a platoon role. So it just would give them more flexibility. And the other factor is that rosters would almost certainly be expanded as well. So then you're talking about the possibility that Joey Bart is on this roster, and then you can mix him in as a designated hitter, or you can have Posey be the designated hitter, maybe against a lefty with Bart in there at catcher. So definitely some things open up here with expanded rosters, universal DH, and the Giants having some quality prospects that are close to the majors like Joey Bart and Elliot Ramos, who could play a role if this thing gets underway and rosters are expanded and there is no minor league season, because they're going to want those guys to get some exposure to competition this year, not just have it be a wasted developmental year. So anyway, as soon as we get more details, we'll talk more about specifics about how the Giants would approach this. But the last thing I want to discuss is just looking at how this is going to affect future payrolls and future rosters in upcoming seasons. So we were supposed to have like two more years of a bunch of core, quote unquote, core Giants players like Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, and really mostly just those three. No, Cueto as well, because he has a 2022 club option, which almost certainly will not be exercised. But if we just kind of lose this season, or if it's really short, we're suddenly looking at the last year of the contracts of pretty much all of these guys. The only player who would be committed to after 2021 on a guaranteed contract is Evan Longoria. So 2021, just next season, which may really be the most, you know, it's like kind of the first real season potentially after this date, is like the last year for these guys. And that's a huge deal, because the transition is going to really escalate once those guys are not on the roster anymore. I mean, we're going to be looking at a totally different team and a huge amount of money that is available to be spent. So it's going to be an interesting time, and it's just kind of been accelerated. You know, a lot of us maybe aren't thinking as much about baseball these days, but the clock is ticking on these guys' contracts. So it's like, it's almost like an off season going by and yet people still losing a year of service time. So, you know, the other factor is that a lot of the guys the Giants signed this off season were to 1 year deals, and all of those contracts will be up at the end of this season, whether or not there's even games. And so it'll be interesting. Do they just bring those same guys back for 2021 on similar contracts, or maybe, you know, cheaper contracts? Because another factor is that we've heard, you know, prices are likely to go down and that free agents are likely to be hit hard due to economic circumstances, which the Giants could take advantage of. I mean, Mookie Betts is a free agent. If prices are reduced, they might just go out and flex their muscles on a Mookie Betts, you know, and that wouldn't be a bad move, I don't think. So anyway, very interesting. Lot to think about, and we'll continue to provide this coverage as we move along. We're also less than a week away before the opening round of the MLB draft, so we'll be talking about that a lot as the days roll on. Remember, to get this show 3 days a week, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.